It's about 4:25, 4:30, and we are coming to you live from West Point High School. My name is Jay Fuller. I'm here with Melissa Fuller, Dylan Diemert, and Christopher Greer. This is the normal time for Sports Talk Live. Jason Spiegel and Robbie Barnes will be back with us next week. They had intended to do Sports Talk Live today, and they had a last-minute conflict. I'm sure they are listening on the live stream. If you would like to listen to the live stream and only hearing us on the broadcast right now, we're adding a few new things this year. Hopefully, if everything is rigged up correctly, we are on Facebook Live. We're also available via the TuneIn app. TuneIn changed a few things this year. For some reason, they think we're in Huntsville, Alabama now. If you're trying to find us on TuneIn, Coleman doesn't exist anymore. You have to go. So now, to talk all about Coleman, West Point, Fairview, Alabama, Auburn, Ohio, and I don't even know what else. It's Christopher Greer and Dylan Diemer. Hi, guys.
Thank you for that introduction, Jay. It's great,
great intro,
to be
Jay.
Here today.
Great intro, Jay.
I didn't even write that down, guys.
Right off the fly.
Welcome to Sports Talk Live, the version that we've kind of just rigged up here, live from West Point. Dylan Diemer, Christopher Greer, Jay Fuller, the Fuller's all here. The gang is all here, and we're getting set for the game tonight, Thursday night football.
Can't be beat.
The
weather is beautiful. It's fall. It's football season in Alabama. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. West Point, Fairview. Fairview coming to West Point playing the Warriors tonight. Should be a pretty good game. Last year it was it's the Brandon Iron Bowl. You know, both cities have a restaurant of the Brandon Iron, and, you know, they have a deal where the winning coach gets a free steak dinner.
Great steaks. I love that place.
It's amazing. So we'll be facing off with that game at 7 o'clock kickoff. And we are here at West Point. So the West Point Warriors will be the home team, Coach Farley's team. In his sixth season as head coach, he led the best team in Coleman County last year as only three teams made the playoffs, West Point being one of them, Holly Pond being the other, and Coleman being the third. So I think this should be a resurgent season for both teams. Fairview, they just had a pretty bad year last year, went 2-7 altogether. Did not win a single conference game. West Point 6-5 overall, and was, I believe, 4-1 in conference. I think the only game they lost was Lawrence County. We were here for that game. Did have technical difficulties last season, but we were here for that one. And that was a nail biter, Chris. You weren't here for that one, but I can fill you in. It was a kind of a disaster at the beginning. They had a fireworks show. I hope they don't do that tonight. It got foggy here, and a storm was rolling in out of the west. So it just hung on the field for a while, then it just became foggy, and the game was eventually, I believe, called off for a little bit for a lightning delay, and then they finished, and I think Lawrence County ended up taking the win in that one. That was last season, 2017, 2018, holdover story, week zero as it is right this week.
Everybody starts out with a fresh slate. Everyone is starting over, you know, brand new. I did a little research on this Fairview team. It seems that they're a very young team.
They are.
Not a lot of seniors, not a lot of juniors. So that might play a factor tonight. A little bit of a lack of leadership, you know, so we'll see if that inexperience affects the game.
Exactly. They have about five seniors, about five juniors apiece. So 10 upperclassmen, the rest sophomores and freshmen. So very young team that George Redding and his 13th season is coaching here tonight.
But the bright side on that is a couple of years down the road, you're going to have a whole lot of experienced players.
Exactly. This is where their experience begins. It begins tonight as they'll be taking over those leadership roles in the next season and the season following 2018, 2019, and even into 2020. It may be a whole different team, whole different ball game. We don't know yet.
You have to think that there's a little bit of a payback factor, too. When I used to play, if a team beat me the next year, I really wanted to beat them bad. And it's been a while since Fairview's been able to take a game from West Point.
It's been five seasons, I believe. So, you know, this may be the night for it because, you know, we've seen historic things on Friday Night Live. We're on Thursday night, of course. But we've seen historic things. We went to Good Hope and Hamilton last year. Good Hope never winning at Hamilton and broke that streak last season. It could be a streak breaker here for Fairview.
Well, I think standing in the way of Fairview doing that, there's a running back for West Point that just absolutely went off last year. He accounted for, and I'm going by memory, something like 78% of his total offense.
He did.
And he is back carrying the rock tonight. So Fairview has their work cut out for him.
So Fairview will be returning quarterback Dane Black, the senior tackle Jared Batchelor Jr., running back Ellis, and running back slash linebacker and brother to Dane Black, Mason Black. And on the West Point side of the ball, Rylan Jones is your quarterback, number 5 in his senior season. And that running back that everybody's been talking about, Hunter Purcell, will be back as well. Braden Martin and Tyler Thompson, also the seniors returning for the West Point Warriors. So some good players, experienced players on both sides of the ball. We have a lot of youth on both sides, of course, but more leaning on Fairview side this time around, as this is the youngest team that Coach Redding said he had seen
right.
in his time at Fairview. So he's got a lot of young, fresh blood. That could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. We don't know yet. We just have to see how it plays out this season. Everybody gets a fresh slate, and it just feels different with a different team, you know?
It does, and a lot of times when you have a young team like that, it brings a new vibe. It brings a new energy into it. You know, they don't have the baggage of having lost to West Point, you know. So the best thing that a football player can have going for them is that mindset of indestructibility.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't lost that yet, and it's a fresh slate. Anything can happen. So they might come in here and shock the Warriors.
Exactly. It could be anybody's game. But do look to see this on both sides of the ball. For Fairview, I will see them staying on the ground a lot. They play a pretty strong ground game. From what I've seen, Fairview likes to keep it on the ground. They hardly ever throw it. There was a lot of interceptions the last game that we did cover for Fairview, and I do believe they'll probably keep it on the ground against this team, because this team has a strong secondary. And when it comes to West Point, they will do whatever they can. Rylan Jones will get on the ground and run if he has to,
mm-hmm.
or he can heave it, because he's got some great receivers and he's got a great running back. They have many options they can do. It's all about how they feel tonight.
To me, from the reading and the research that I did, that West Point team, it looks like a team that's kind of poised to maybe make a run this year. It seems like everything's aligning. They've got some really talented returning players coming back for their senior year. They're returning a stout defense. They've lost a couple of key players. There was a young man, I believe his name was McDonald last year, that got a fumble in this game that kind of sealed the deal. He's gone, but a lot of the other defenders are returning, so this West Point team could be tough, and it could surprise a lot of people.
It really could. And again, they were the only one of the three teams that made the playoffs last year, the other being Holly Pond and the other being Coleman, who in my opinion kind of just scraped by to get in and ended up taking a first round dive to a Birmingham team, I believe. They went to Brooks. West Point went to Brooks and played there. We covered Holly Pond at West Morgan last year and ended up being a West Morgan Rebels win in that game. So if you're looking at the best in Coleman County, now, no disrespect, Coleman, if you're looking at the best team in the Coleman County system right now, it's got to be West Point.
Right. And historically, that wasn't always the case. I mean, I can remember the years of all the powerhouse Coleman football teams. I played right up the road at Hartsville, and we used to hate coming to Coleman because we knew we were in for a dogfight every time we came to Coleman County.
Exactly, and every Coleman County team's had their strides of being the winningest team. You know, Coleman, the Bearcats have been usually.
Coleman graduate, I remember you at Hartsville.
The tradition has always been the Coleman Bearcats being the dominant top dog, if you will, of Coleman County football. But on a countywide look, Coleman's rebuilding. It's clear with a new head coach. Mark Britton is you know, recovering personally, taking some well-needed rest.
Right.
So he stepped aside from coaching, and now we got a new coach, Coach Plunkett. And I think that he's going to rebuild that Coleman team and kind of build them up and bring back that tradition that the Bearcats have long held there at Oliver Woodard Stadium.
The athletes are there.
Exactly.
The raw talent is there. It just needs somebody to take it like raw clay and mold it into something that's a winner. And I believe that's coming.
Exactly.
Coleman has too much history to just sit still and not have a winning season. They're going to continue to stride and continue to get better.
Exactly. I don't see Coleman trending downward again. It just a lot of adversity last season that affected that. But this season's a whole different ball game. And for the other Coleman County teams, you know, we're not discounting you at all. Good Hope, we see you. Hansville, we see you, especially with their new head coach.
Right.
Vinemont, they've got another year, I'd say. Honestly, they've got a new head coach last season. So they're kind of just feeling everything out as well. Maybe three seasons now. I'm not entirely sure about Vaughn, but you know, they're feeling themselves. Holly Pond, best in the 3A right now, in my opinion, and they made a playoff run last year. They went from being the worst team in Coleman County 3 years ago, no wins, losing streak, 2 years straight, and made the playoffs last season. That is historic.
Well, again, you're in Alabama, and I used to tell people when I moved away from Alabama, in Alabama, God, family, football, probably barbecue's number four. You know, that was kind of the way things were ranked. And any of these little towns is going to produce some really good football players that will just absolutely knock you in the dirt.
Exactly. And we did not forget about Cold Springs as well. They're still there, too.
I'm going to be honest. I maybe overlooked them a little bit.
They had a pretty good I'd say they had a pretty good run. Addison, we'll count you for today. Addison, a good producing team as well. They'll kind of come up here and put up fights against Vinemont, Hanceville, and usually win those fights. I do believe they had a playoff berth as well, but I think they went far out of the way for that one.
But, so I didn't hear everything that y'all said, and you may have covered this, but if you didn't, I wanted to give some kudos to Holly Pond. You know, for so many years, they didn't win a game.
Yep.
And then last year, they were like the best-performing team in the county, were they not?
Well, they were second best. I'm going to say the first best probably was right here at West Point.
As they're going to kick me out of the stadium for saying that. Okay, well, y'all take it back. You're good at that. I'll just keep things running on the back end. So.
Well, if you look at the coaching at Holly Pond and kind of see what has transformed, Coach Bates has a record. He has a stout record. As in, I don't know if you guys know this one guy who used to play quarterback at Alabama named A.J. McCarron or not.
That name is familiar. I might have heard of him
in his,
before.
You know, in his repertoire, A.J. McCarron, if that says anything, maybe a season and a half with A.J. McCarron, but still, you were right there with one of the best quarterbacks out of this state.
Right.
A two-time national champion.
Now, let me ask you, did he leave before Coker came into the picture? Because
he did.
Okay. I knew that Coker played at the same high school that McCarron played at. I didn't know if he was around for both quarterbacks.
I don't know if Coker came in at the end of that one or he was just right behind him or something. I don't know my history about Jay Coker, but he was one of my favorite quarterbacks for Alabama.
He was gutsy. I've got to say, so far as a quarterback that would stick his head out for his team and lay it all out on the line, he played with absolute guts and determination. Maybe not as athletically gifted as McCarron was, but it's hard to argue with a national championship.
It really is. I mean, I thought Coker maybe should have had the starting job over Sims in 13, and that may have been the difference between a lot of things. But if you saw the way he played, just that one game that he lost that he shared with Cooper Bateman, who's now, I think, a wide receiver at some school out west, if he's still at school.
I think he's got Blake Barnett throwing to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys are about to dive into, you know, how you feel each Coleman County team is going to perform, you know, as the night goes on. And, of course, this show is going to segue into live football coverage here in about 2 hours. But I got to tell you right now, if you haven't figured it out, we're broadcasting live at West Point High School for the West Point and Fairview game. Are you guys smelling the cotton candy yet?
I am, actually.
Wow.
A little bit, yeah.
And it's only going to get better. So, you know, if you're looking for a game to attend tonight, you really ought to come out here and attend this game because the sights and the sounds are going to be phenomenal.
Well.
And Dylan, if I was out of town for this game last year, but you were telling the story of this game last year
the
lightning
County,
delays.
Yeah.
And y'all eventually gave up and went home, didn't you?
Yeah, we were having some bad technical difficulties with our internet. I think somebody actually...
It's because I was out of town.
Yeah.
That was it.
And then the storm came in, and the fireworks show beforehand, it was just a mess.
Yep.
But one game that I'm going to actually go against you on this one, even though we're here, Coleman and Jasper.
Well, you know, that rivalry has got a little bit of a history, too.
That one.
So bad that Jasper had to... Or what was it? Walker had to change their name.
They are now the
I'm sure that was
Vikings.
Not the reason for
no.
it, but yeah. Everybody knows, okay, Jasper, I didn't know Jasper had a school. Well, that would be the animal formerly known as Walker. So
yeah, some of you older people that don't know any better, that haven't heard the news, yeah, Walker is now Jasper. They've decided to go with their location name rather than just the county as a whole. But, you know, the fisticuffs last year, or not last year, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago now.
Oh, I think I missed this.
the fight between the assistant coaches.
I definitely missed that.
During the Bearcats-Vikings game, you know, this is the first meeting these teams have had since that. And that was a big news headline.
Yeah, okay.
Across the country, even viral on YouTube.
Well, yeah, I was just telling Melissa that that was the first night of the new Coleman City superintendent. That was like the first thing she
Welcome to Coleman
welcome
County.
To Coleman. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a big rivalry as well. This one's just as big, but that one, you know, has got some history to it.
And it has a possibility to be a little bit more violent, possibly.
Well, I don't think they're going to let that get too out of hand. Well, I don't know.
I hope not, because that's got no place in the game.
I don't know what flies down in Walker County, but we don't let that fly here in Coleman County. That's for sure. They're coming to our house, and we come to play a big game tonight. So look for that one. Coleman playing tonight as well. Tomorrow night, I believe, Hanceville will be playing Summerton Christian at Hanceville. As for the other county teams, I believe Vimont is on the road either tonight or tomorrow against East Lawrence. But we'll get you some updates on that. You want to go ahead and start talking about some? Let's start talking about some Alabama.
I'm ready to dive into
Alabama. We kind of broke into a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of scratched the surface.
We were talking about some, you know, alumni, and now let's talk about what we have this season. You know, the 2017-2018 national champions, Roll Tide.
I've been
waiting to say that for so long now.
Just a quick reminder, you guys should probably take a break before you go into Alabama.
We probably should, so we get excited, but hey, stay tuned.
The boss has spoken.
Sports Talk Live, coming at you live right here on Live 95. We are performing independently.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender. Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
And we're back from West Point High School. You're tuned in to Sports Talk Live. Broadcasting live on Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95. We'd like to remind you this broadcast is available online. go to live95coleman.com and click listen live or search for our call letters on the TuneIn app. Call letters WRJM. And we're no longer located in Coleman, apparently. We're just located in Huntsville, so.
We have relocated.
We have relocated now, apparently. And also a lot of shout-outs to our sponsors, Odin's Auto Glass, Coleman Appliance and Repair, Sightward Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, and Scissor Salon. And we'd love to add your business or organization to the list. You can contact us through Facebook on Live 90, or Coleman's Live 95 on Facebook, or by sending us an email to studio@live95coleman.com. One of the benefits of sponsoring, of your sponsoring, brings us to the addition of new shows, such as my show, Prep Sports Live, and as well as this show, Sports Talk Live, when it returns next week with the original hosts, Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel. They should be back. Hope they're back. I like listening to them.
They've got a good show. I like their show.
My show, Prep Sports Live, will focus on Coleman County sports this season, football, obviously. And next season, we'll get into basketball and whatever else is going around Coleman County. We'll get all the schools covered. I wouldn't mind doing a few basketball games, honestly. So, as we promised, we're going to start talking about the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
So much to get into.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yes, sir. Well, first off, I mean, I think we touched on the thing that everyone is talking about and has been since the national championship game when we beat Georgia. By the way, hello, Francie. That's my sister-in-law who's a Georgia fan. Roll Tide. You know, who's gonna be the quarterback? And I don't look to see there be a winner of this contest until probably at least week four. You know, you open up with Louisville, you open up, and then secondly, Arkansas State. You might see somebody take that prize by the Ole Miss game, which would be the third game.
And that's what took it with Coker and Bateman.
Right, right.
Was the Ole Miss game.
And Ole Miss is always going to play Bama tough. You know, from my, just looking at what Jalen's body of work has been, it's hard to argue with the wins. It's hard to argue with the success that the young man has had at the University of Alabama. He is an exceptional athlete. But looking completely, you know, completely not through a fan's eyes, but through somebody who loves the sports eyes, I don't see the maturity in him as a quarterback that I see in Tua. You know, I don't see him going to his third and his fourth read. I see him looking at one, maybe two, and then he runs. And that's okay when you're playing Ole Miss, but it's not going to work when you're playing at Clemson.
No, not at all. And I think one thing that we saw last season in the championship game was, you know, they were down. And it looked like everything was going to be a blowout. Georgia was just commanding everything.
They were.
And they, you know, they have their quarterback who is just, Jake Fromm is just, there's.
Exceptional athlete. And it's hard to argue with the coaching over there.
And of course, Kirby Smart's playing a good game over there.
Kirby is really doing well with Georgia. I think what he's building over in Athens is going to be around for a long, long time. They're recruiting well. They've got a good system. And now he's taken what he's learned at Tuscaloosa over to Georgia, and it's starting to bear fruit.
Exactly. You have a lot of these former Saban assistants that are going out. Well, we can't say the same about Jim McElwain. I had good hopes for him. I thought Florida had a pretty good shot at, you know, back-to-back appearances in the SEC championship. I guess that's not enough, and they just went ahead and axed him. He's up at Michigan now. But for the other Saban assistants, you got Kirby Smart,
mm-hmm,
national championship appearance. I believe
you've got Jeremy Pruitt. He's taking over Tennessee.
Pruitt's at Tennessee, yeah. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with there. And then we got I want to say that, Sarkisian's in the NFL, so he's not doing
anything. Right.
If you count him, Lane Kiffin.
Hey, we can't forget about Lane.
Lane Kiffin is like the Kanye West of the situation here. He's always got to have some kind of drama-filled attention to FAU, and it's just.
Right.
They did play a good season. I won't discredit them, but they're just.
I equate Lane Kiffin kind of to the person that comes to Thanksgiving dinner that your second cousin's with, and he's always going to do something to embarrass you.
Yeah.
That's kind of Lane. I mean, he's a good coach, but I think he struggles sometimes with all the other things that come with it. You know, being a coach is not just X's and O's. It's also leadership.
Exactly. And they're always calling themselves Alabama South or Alabama this. I don't know what they're doing. They're never going to play Alabama and probably win. So that's just they're always going to talk a big game. And there's nothing wrong with talking a big game, but just they did show it with a 7-3 season for a whatever conference team they are.
Is that the Conference USA, maybe?
I want to say it may not be. It may be
like a Sun Belt conference or something like that. I don't expect Kiffin's going to be there long. I think maybe one more season and he'll move on to greener pastures.
You think there's one more shot for him?
I do, without a doubt. Somebody's going to give him a chance. You know, sooner or later, some coach will cover up a domestic, you know, violence or something like that, and they'll need somebody, and they'll bring him on board.
You say Ohio State.
What? I didn't say Ohio State.
You're implying Ohio State.
I simply used that I'm in Ohio State. I have to say the entire Ohio State debacle has kind of sickened me.
It really has.
A bit, and I am not an Urban Meyer fan, and I am certainly not an Ohio State fan, and I don't hide that I don't really care for that whole conference,
to be honest,
as a whole. Yeah. But what happened there, boy, Ohio State really showed that they care. You know, they swept it under the rug, and he'll miss the Rutgers game and the Oregon State game. He will miss the TCU game. And they play at TCU, so that might be costly.
Will he miss the University of Phoenix game is the question.
No, that's a tough rivalry. Mm. And, I've got to give credit where it's due. Usually Ohio State plays a schedule that makes cupcakes look hard. But this year they're playing a couple of teams that are really football teams.
Now, I won't discredit the TCU game. TCU, you know, they're not as powerful as they had in years past with Trevon Boykin, of course, being at the helm before, but
they can surprise you.
That's still a big game. Texas takes their football seriously, so any Texas team is hard to compete with, honestly.
Any team in Texas, any team in Alabama, I'd say Florida too, you know, for that matter. You're going to get a football game when you go into those states. And I feel a great deal of pride when I say this. The road to the national championship runs right through Alabama. If you're going to win that trophy, you're going to beat somebody from this state more than likely.
Exactly. Whether that's Auburn, whether that's Alabama.
Right.
Whether that's Troy.
Troy is building a good program. My former school, UAB, is coming back, and I am so excited for that. You know, there's so much good football here, and people love it, and they support it. You know, it's hard to explain to people not from here what it's like. I coach a little peewee team, and we got 40 people on the sidelines watching us practice. Not our games, just practices. You know, I can't imagine what this place will be like tonight with West Point, you know, matching up against Fairview.
It's going to be a full house here tonight, that's for sure.
Now, let me ask your opinion on the Ohio State issue. What do you think should have been done, in your opinion?
Well, I think that should have probably resulted in the axing of Urban Meyer. But the way that Ohio's – I read a Bleacher Report article earlier that they're just more content with winning, in the opinion of the article,
mm-hmm.
than they would be with morality.
I read that exact same article. I know exactly the one you're talking about. And I think it hit the nail on the head. You know, it's – one of the things that I love about Saban, and you could say this about Malzahn as well, they develop young men. You look at the graduation rates of the University of Alabama, and they're higher than any other program in the country, or they were the last few years. You know, if you're not developing these young men, then all you're doing is just making a buck off of them. And Ohio State has shown that that's what's important. Sure, go trade some jerseys for tattoos. go ahead and hit your wife. It's not a big deal. We'll cover it up. And I'm sorry, but to me, that's sickening. You know, it's Ohio State is one of the biggest football brands in the country. Okay, they're up there with Green Bay. They're up there with Alabama. They're a corporate entity unto themselves, and this is going to hurt them. And I have to say this too. I told a friend of mine who's an Ohio State fan today, be ready, because Urban Meyer is going to do to you what he did to Florida. He's going to get things so messed up, and he's going to lose control, and then he's going to look for the door. And guess who gets left holding the bag? And it's similar to what Pete Carroll did at USC.
Exactly. We're looking at in our day, another USC.
Right. And as much as I don't like Ohio State, I don't want to see him get a whole lot of sanctions over something that a coach who's not there, you know, did to him.
Right. Because we're just now seeing Penn State, their rival, just now coming out of their scandals.
Right.
Now, these people are, you know, long gone. Joe Paterno, of course, he's dead now.
Right.
You know, this is a team that's resurging from something that none of those players, to my knowledge, had anything to do with.
Right. None of the coaching staff had
living in the shadow of
with.
It. It's a right. whole new operation coming out of the shadow or the ashes of that scandal. You don't want to see another one of those happen.
No. And in this day and age, when you start speaking about domestic violence, you have to take these things seriously. You don't cover it up. And the reason you don't cover it up, this guy did the same thing at the University of Florida, and somehow he got a job at Ohio State. That type of cat usually doesn't change its spots. You know, you don't want that around your program. You don't want that around young men that you're trying to develop.
Right.
And when you're talking about a team like an Ohio State, you're talking about tens of millions of dollars that this could possibly cost them.
Exactly.
And I don't think that some of the board at Ohio State were too happy by the things that I read that they said. But unfortunately, morality did not win the day. I think the best thing they could have done was fire Urban Meyer, go after a coach like Bob Stoops or someone else who's a known, recognized brand. Ooh, yeah. Les Miles has got the track record. I don't know how he would fit in at Ohio State.
At Ohio State, yeah. It's questionable.
You know, I could see them going after a lot of known coaches, though. Like I said,
Well, who do you have left on the board, obviously? Because you have one of the better coaches from Oregon back on the West Coast. That's he's now at UCLA, at Chip Kelly.
Right.
You know, you have a lot of these big-name coaches that are just not available as they used to be. So you have, you know, Stoops, Miles. There's really not too many I can think of right now that, you know, we'll see as these jobs start to kind of, as this season goes, these job openings come up. And
sure. What do you think about Ogeron at LSU?
Ogeron.
He's playing Miami early in their schedule. Do you see – I think his seat got a little bit warm last year with a loss to Miami, and then he goes into Auburn and plays Auburn. You lose those two games, that seat could get really hot.
In my opinion, he kind of just bought some time this season. So I think they're going to hold Ogeron to the same standard that they held – McElwain at Florida, too.
Right.
I see that being a big factor.
I'm not sure that that's entirely fair, because there is a talent disparity between LSU
exactly.
and some of the other SEC West.
Well, yes, of course.
You know, at certain positions, they can play with them, but at other positions, they can't hang with the Alabamas or the Auburns or maybe even the Missouris.
And that's
the
crazy
Mets.
To say, because at one point they were dominating these Alabamas, these Auburns.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just a change of mentality there.
But I have to ask, who built that system
exactly.
that was dominating?
Exactly.
And, you know, unfortunately for us Alabama fans, That system is now spreading around the SEC, so I think we're going to see it in Georgia, and we're going to see it in Tennessee and in other places.
Well, you got to look at the master. You got to see where the first strike came from.
Right.
And exactly, it trickles right back down to one person, Nick Saban.
And imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Exactly. So Alabama, I think they're going to have a strong run. And one of my friends has pointed out to me, you know, it's kind of just really cocky of us just to go ahead and assume that we're going to be in the game again and the dance and everything. We just kind of, every season, yep, they're going to win it. Let's see.
I think we'll at least be in the conversation. You know, it's way too early to say, well, this team's going to win it, this team's going to win it. But when you look at an Alabama, I'm looking at possibly the strongest offensive line in the country.
Yeah.
Two All-Americans, Jonah Hill and Pierce Packer, I believe, at center. You have a beast of an offensive line. You have five-star recruits backing up five-star recruits at wide receiver. And you have two great quarterbacks and possibly the deepest stable of running backs in the country. So, to me, the question is, does the Alabama secondary come together? Do they gel? Because if they don't...
There were a lot of questions about that last season that just need to be answered now because there was a lot of close ones. Mississippi mm-hmm. State was a close one. Ole Miss was even a close one at one point. The championship game. You know, let's see if they can just come together as one this season. And maybe they do have it in the bag, but we have to see how everybody else plays and see how this quarterback battle is going to boil out. We got two great quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa.
I'm not even going to try his last name.
I tried.
I just call him Tua. What would you think, just as a fan and someone who knows the sport, about seeing possible offensive sets with both of those men on the field? You know, both of those young men in the same backfield, maybe lining Jalen up at a tailback or an H-back.
And that's what a lot of people were starting to say, get him in the game as a halfback. But, yeah, I think Alabama's got a great chance at it. And we'll just have to see how it plays out. And, well, joining us here at the booth is a real head coach. He's tangible. He's here with us. It's Coach Farley of the West Point Warriors. Coach, how are you doing?
All right. How are y'all?
Pretty good. We're just talking about some college sports here. You got anything to throw into that?
Yeah, y'all was hitting all the right chords. It's going to be an exciting season, that's for sure.
Well, let's bring it back to West Point, Alabama real quick. Big game tonight, rivalry game, the Brandon Iron Bowl, Fairview, West Point, the polar opposites, you think, West and East.
Yeah. You know, it's such a fun night. It's such a great thing for both communities. You know, we each share a local business in each of our towns, and for them to be able to put this on like they do and intensify the county rivalry, it's great for the kids. You know, it gives us something to work toward during the summer for both sides, and of course our communities. You know, everybody knows each other, whether they work together or they played each other back when they were in school and things like that. So it's really an exciting night all around. The atmosphere, you know, and of course the competition on the field is going to be excellent competitions from both sides. So,
like you said, competition on the field. What do you look to see from this Fairview team? You know, last year they were kind of the struggling team. They came in here, and you guys kind of sealed the deal with a fumble at the end of that game last year. This year, you know, both teams kind of got some fresh blood. You guys have some young ones. Of course, Coach Redding saying that he's got probably the youngest team he's got ever.
Yeah.
With five apiece upperclassmen, juniors, seniors. What can you say about your team, you know, returning with your seniors this season?
Well, I mean, we've got some guys that are young and playing experience. You know, they've been backups for us, and they've been, you know, role players in the past, and have gave us good minutes here and good minutes there, you know, and now it's time to find out what they can do when it's their turn. So, you know, we're looking at our offensive line, defensive line, and seeing how some guys perform there. And, you know, we're excited to see the guys step up. That's what I love about high school football is, you know, one class graduates and then, you know, the next guys move in. And, you know, you hate to see guys go, but at the same time, you hope you had an impact in their life and can make them better.
So, yeah, a lot of development on both sides of the ball, of course. You know, who do you look to see to be your impact players tonight, honestly? Rylan Jones, quarterback. Of course, Hunter Purcell is the talk of the town.
Yeah,
at running back. Yeah, he's just,
you know, we kind of hope we've got a secret in number one, Colton Sapp. He's came out this year. Landon Ray, number eight. We feel like he can be a big time contributor for us. Defensively, of course, Steven Rodriguez is returning. So those are some guys that we're excited about and can't wait to see what they can do.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach. It's great to talk with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank y'all.
Well, I do see Coach Redding on the field, so maybe we can get him up here and talk to him just like we did Coach Farley here in a little bit. But you are tuned in to Sports Talk Live right here on Coleman's Live 95. Just got done talking with Coach Farley of the West Point Warriors, the home team tonight in the Brandon Iron Bowl. It's going to be a great one, Chris. I just cannot wait for kickoff, honestly. We're about 2 hours away now.
That 2 hours is going to crawl. Every second is going to seem like a minute. And then once football season kicks off, it seems like it flies by in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it really did feel like that last season, my first season broadcasting these games for Live 95, and it just felt like it was over faster than I could really start to enjoy, you know, getting in the flow of it, getting everything going, and I felt my place, and then it was over. I was hoping for playoff games.
Well, maybe we'll get a few this year.
And I hope we will. We'll get some deep runs. I see West Point making a deep run for sure, and I'd like to see what the other county teams produce. We've got a lot of new coaching, a lot of new things just going on around the county. You have a lot of people that are going to be feeling it out and just seeing how things go. But taking a look on the field, the Fairview Aggies have arrived, and it's just looking – they're just a new team, honestly. A lot of young players.
There's a lot of youth. There's some good size down there, though. There's some pretty good size kids, and you know, again, you can never underestimate a rivalry game. You know, these two teams, I would feel pretty confident saying don't care for each other too much, and when you get that, anything can happen.
Exactly. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in a little bit. Maybe we can get Coach Redding up here for Fairview and talk with him. But for now, stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Talk Live right here on Coleman's Live 95. Of course, we are Coleman.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. Dylan has run off to find some more coaches for us to talk to, but for now I'm going to turn it over to Christopher Greer. Go ahead, Christopher.
Thank you very much, Jay. You know, I was doing a little bit of reading. I'm an unashamed Alabama fan, and I don't make any qualms about that, but I was doing a little bit of reading about Auburn. I have got to give it to the people down on the plains. You want to talk about a hard schedule. They have a hard schedule coming up this year. Really, there are things that are, I would consider, swing games for the Auburn Tigers. These games are going to define their season, and they're all against ranked opponents. Everyone knows about the game against Washington opening up the season. Washington's ranked number 6, and a lot of people consider, well, a lot of people think that they're going to run through the pack. I have to agree with him. Washington's got Jake Browning returning at quarterback. Possibly, last year he was the most accurate returning quarterback coming back to his team. So you might have the two best quarterbacks in the country squaring off in week one. And the next big game they've got is against LSU. LSU's ranked 25. And you have to think that Ed Ogeron's seat might get a little bit warm, especially if he loses to Miami and then loses to Auburn. After that, they play a Mississippi State team that's always tough, ranked number 18. They're going to come in Auburn, and Mississippi State just seems to bring their best football to whoever they play coming in, you know, from the state of Alabama. And then at the end of the season, you've got Murderers Row. You play a Georgia team that is number 3 in the country, loaded with talent, great coaching. Possibly a budding dynasty over in Athens. Then they play Alabama at Tuscaloosa, Bama being ranked number 1 preseason. Auburn has got the talent to do it. Auburn has got the talent to really make a run if they decide to, if they can. But boy, it's not going to be easy.
No, it will not be easy at all, honestly. If you got to look at the stats from last season. Auburn defeating the number 1 team 1 week, upsetting them, and then they do it again.
Right, right. And they still don't make it into the playoffs.
No.
That was a – when I was watching that playoff selection committee last year, while I was pulling for Alabama, in my heart I was saying, you know, they could probably give it to Auburn, and if they do, I'm all right with that. You know, if they would have given that nod to Auburn, I would have pulled for Auburn. And I think Auburn probably would have won.
You believe so?
I think so. I think the only team that I would have seen in the playoffs last year that I think could have upset Auburn would have been Clemson. And I think that
in theory, if they would have took the road Alabama took, they would have been the last seed. They would have faced Clemson.
Right.
So it would have been a good one.
Yeah, it would have been a good game.
And that was one of their losses.
Well, it was, and it was one of those losses similar to the game they're playing against Washington. You know, it's a win-win because right. If they beat Washington, that's a quality win over a top 10 opponent that will probably be a top 10 team at the end of the year. Right. If they lose, it's a loss to a quality team that will probably be a top 10 team at the end of the year. So there's really no downside to this for Auburn.
No.
Looking at Bama's schedule, you know, I have to say, compared to schedules in years past, I think this is a much easier road.
It is.
It's a much lighter schedule. Of course, no road in the SEC is easy. But when you start talking about, you know, playing against Washington or possibly playing against Louisville, you know, without Lamar Jackson, buddy, I'll take
Louisville. What is Louisville?
Louisville is...
Now, what are they reduced to now? Lamar Jackson's gone.
One of their highlights. They have good receivers, but who is their quarterback now? Because, you know, they've produced some pretty good quarterbacks.
They have. They've got some good coaching as well. I'm not sure who's going to get the starting nod at quarterback for Louisville. I do know that they've been talking quite a lot of smack. They feel that they've been disrespected. They feel that they can go toe-to-toe with Alabama. And I think they're in for a rude awakening, honestly, come Saturday, September 1st.
I know this is we're talking about this season, but next season's opener for Alabama. Do you think that was something that was kind of a big, bold move that was made years ago?
Well, Saban has a history of trying to challenge his team early.
Right.
And I think scheduling Louisville, and again, this is just my guess on this.
Right.
But I believe that he looked at that saying, okay, they're going to have Lamar Jackson. This is going to be a quality win for us, possibly against a top 10 team that's going to make a run at the ACC.
Right.
So
at one point, very close to it, too.
Right. And, you know, losing Lamar Jackson hurt. There's still good quality players at Louisville.
So, yeah, Alabama, Louisville this season. Next season, Alabama, Duke. I think that Duke game was probably scheduled when Duke was still a relevant team in the ACC. Now they're just back to being a basketball school.
Right. They had a couple of years where they were relevant. I'm not going to say they were good, but they were. They had a quality program, and now
nearly ACC champions. It could have, in my opinion, set up the greatest national championship game of all time if it happened. I think if the pieces went together right, we would have saw an Alabama-Auburn national title game. This was back when the BCS was still a thing. So this is now relevant. And
could you imagine? First off, could you imagine the level of SEC interest in an Alabama-Auburn national championship game? And could you imagine the massive level of crying from the Big
Everybody
Ten?
Everybody else, Big
from,
Ten.
Mostly from the Big Ten.
Mostly.
Yeah. Harbaugh might have a heart attack, I mean, if that were
well,
to
Urban
happen.
Meyer, you know, his reason from leaving Florida,
It looks like sanctions are coming. My old ticker doesn't feel good.
It would have been a bad day in the media for everybody here because he'd be hearing a lot of crying up north.
Oh.
A lot of crying out east. A lot of crying, maybe a little bit of crying out west. Oregon, where are we at?
Yeah, Oregon would do a little bit of crying, but
at that time.
Yeah, at that time. Most of those other schools, I feel that they've kind of gone into rebuilding mode. And as more and more SEC schools are going out west to take their athletes that used to go to the USC, you know, that rebuilding process is going to get harder and harder, you know, because a lot of the Samoan players that used to almost always go Oregon or USC, now they're coming to Georgia's and they're coming to Alabama's and they're coming to places where traditionally they did not go. So when you take away that quality resource from those schools, they can't go into Georgia and recruit like Alabama or Georgia or Florida can.
Right.
You know, and it puts them behind the eight ball. So I just think the SEC is going to continue to get stronger. I think you know, the conference up north, I even hate to say their name, I think that they're trying to hold tight. I think with some of the satellite camps they're doing down south and things of that nature, I think they're trying to keep their place at the table, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Do you think there'll be a change in who's the powerhouse team up there? Do you think that maybe a team like Indiana, who has just historically been here or there, these basketball schools, maybe Rutgers, Michigan, I could see being one of those teams that's going to dominate. Penn State's probably the champion again.
Right.
Wisconsin is just always there. But what do you think about maybe, you know, I know you said you don't have a lot of taste for that conference, but I don't know, maybe these historic teams that have just been really kind of off the radar but have new changes. My thoughts are going to the University of Minnesota on this one.
I could see that. And Minnesota has been steadily improving. Wisconsin always puts a good team on the field, even though they don't recruit that well. And what that means is they're taking three-star players and they're coaching them up to the four- and five-star level. I think Penn State is building something pretty special. I think they've got good coaching. I think now they're starting to get out of the whole backlash over the sanctions. I am not impressed by Michigan at all. And the reason I'm not is I call it Mack Brown syndrome. When you recruit in the top five year in and year out, and you still can't get over the hump, that's no longer recruiting. That's coaching. And it cost Mark Richt his job. You know, it cost Mack Brown out in Texas his job. You know, with Harbaugh talks a good game. But what has he done? You know, at least Urban Meyer has won and has a national championship to show for it. You know, if you're recruiting in the top three and you can't win your conference, that's not good.
Exactly. So, I mean, you have these teams that are poised to be good, have all the right keys, but they're not doing anything with it. You got Michigan. Now I see Penn State and Wisconsin being another dominant team. Nebraska, let's put them back in the category because they have a new coach, Scott Frost.
Right.
Who led the should-be national champions, the UCF Knights.
Oh, don't get me started undefeated.
On that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they had a great season.
They had a great season. Not going to discredit their season, but, you know, the whole – that got out of hand. They're, you know, they have a banner hanging up in their stadium and everything, but, you know, that's
– Well, I think the person who said it best, and I'm not sure if it was this former player for Alabama that said it, but it seems like Kenyon Drake tweeted about that, and he said, oh, y'all are national champions. Where's your trophy? Okay, and they don't have one.
Exactly.
They had a great year. They had a great team. And you know what? They overperformed and had a Cinderella season. But do you honestly believe for a moment that if you would have put them against any of the other teams in the college football playoffs, they would not have gotten eaten alive?
You know, I mean, they did take down Auburn. That is on their record.
Sure.
But do you think they could hang? I see what you're saying. Could they hang with an Alabama, Clemson, an Oklahoma or a Georgia?
No.
Not at all. I don't see that at all.
And
not even the weaker ones. And the weaker ones being Alabama for some reason, just because of how the things went.
Right.
I don't even think Oklahoma would be the weaker one, in my opinion, in that selection there.
Well, and I think when you talk about them taking down Auburn, let's be fair to the Auburn fans out there who are probably screaming at the radios at this moment. Auburn had just been through two dogfights, beating two number one teams. Auburn was beaten down. You know, you can't play two teams of that caliber in the games that they played, as hard as they played, and not take damage from it.
Exactly.
You know, so you're demoralized. You're not put into the playoffs when you possibly have an argument that you should have been. You've beaten two number one teams in 2 weeks, and now you're given... You know, you're given a ball that you didn't really want. So, to me, that combination of factors kind of put Auburn down. And they took advantage of it. So, you know, good for them. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from them. But you put them in the college football playoffs, and I think it would be similar to the same argument I made about Boise State a few years ago. You put them in there against an Oklahoma or a Clemson, it's not going to be pretty. And what eventually I think will happen is they're going to put one of these Cinderella teams in there, and that Cinderella team is going to get brought back to reality pretty
exactly.
hard.
Do you see any teams like that this season at all? Do you see UCF being the same, or you think that was just all Frost?
I think a lot of it was Frost. I think UCF will be successful. They'll have a winning season. They'll go to a bowl. Do I think they'll be in the national title picture? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I think you're going to have teams like UAB. I mentioned them before. I think they're continuing to build something
right
down there, and they're finally getting support from people that they've lacked for so long. But are we going to be talking about them going to Major Bowl? No. Now, anything can happen.
Right.
It's football. But I just don't see it. And eventually, I think what all this discussion is going to lead to is expanding the playoffs.
Exactly.
You know, and the question is, how far down that slippery slope do you want to go?
Well, you got to remember, they made the playoffs, so an all-SEC championship game would not happen again. And what happens last season, it happens again.
Right. Right.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all 852 people that have tuned in to us on Facebook at some point during our broadcast. Y'all smile really big about that.
Hi, everybody.
Pretty happy about that, actually.
Absolutely.
And it's time for a break, so you're listening to Sports Talk Live, special edition, live from West Point High School, as we prepare to bring you West Point versus Fairview live here in, what, about an hour and a half?
About an hour and a half away.
And thank y'all for tuning in. Again, we're going to tell you a little bit more about how you can hear our broadcasts after these messages from our wonderful sponsors who enable us to do what we love to do anyway. So
stay tuned. Sports Talk Live continues after the break right here on Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Broadcasting live from West Point High School, home of the Warriors, as the Warriors be taking on the Fairview Aggies in just about an hour and a half now.
About 86 minutes is what the scoreboard says.
And it feels great here today, tonight.
Man,
yeah, it's going to be a great
gorgeous out here.
And we do want to mention that we are broadcasting live, of course, on the radio, as you can hear us, and also on the TuneIn app, and also on Facebook Live for the first time in a long time. Maybe you never. As we're bringing you coverage all out there, we're going to attack you with our coverage because we're going to get to you. No, it's you can go on the TuneIn Radio app and tune in if you're about to leave Coleman, live95coleman.com, and click Listen Live or search for our call letters
you
on the TuneIn app.
You can't talk to me when I have the headset on because I'm like 8 seconds delayed from
Our call letters are WRJM, and apparently we're located in Huntsville now, but we're still here in Coleman. Don't let them fool you. For some reason, the TuneIn app says that we are in Huntsville, but we're not broadcasting live from the Rocket City. We're broadcasting live from, I don't even know what Coleman would be considered the city of. What, we need to figure out a mascot, don't we?
I would say, what would you say? How would you describe Coleman? Like, you know, Birmingham is the magic city. I hate to say Coleman the city of barbecue, but you know that's what immediately popped into my mind.
Coleman is the city of character.
The city of character. Broadcasting live from the city of character, then we are. And I'd like to thank our sponsors: Odin's Auto Glass, Coleman Appliance and Repair, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, and Scissor Salon. And if you'd like to add your business to that list or organization, you can contact us through Facebook Live by sending a Facebook or sending us an email. You can contact us on Facebook Live, too, if you want to comment on the stream. Or you can contact us through Facebook, send us a message, or send us an email to studio@live95coleman.com. And one of the benefits of sponsoring brings us the addition of new programming. Of course, Sports Talk Live returning. We're kind of kicking it off, but Ronnie Barnes, Jason Spiegel back next week to continue to bring you that delight that they always bring you every week. I love listening to them go back and forth about whatever they've got on their plates. And, of course, my new show, Prep Sports Live, Tuesday at 5, me and Josh Lawler will be joining us next week, hopefully. He just couldn't be here this week. Glad you're here, Chris.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here. This is this has been so much fun just sitting down and talking sports. A correction for everyone. I wasn't sure about the new quarterback for Louisville. It's Juwan Pass. An old buddy of mine, Steve Kinnemer, looked it up for me and messaged me. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate the help.
Appreciate that.
If I remember what I was reading about that young man, he's similar to Lamar Jackson. He's a dual threat quarterback, which Alabama has traditionally had, you know, had a little bit of issue with.
And you think that they've kind of corrected that now with Hurts, or you think there's still probably some more progress Saban needs to kind of work on with that?
Well, if you ask Saban, I think he will always tell you there's more progress to be made.
At all, at any point.
Yeah, at anything. But I think they have gotten better about it. It seems like that it isn't as big of a problem as it was, say, 5 years ago. But also Saban has kind of changed his defensive mindset. Instead of getting the big Mount Cody-type defensive lineman, now he's getting more of the quick-twitch players like the – I believe it was Tim Williams last year, and some of these guys who can run like a running back or a tight end, but they still have the size to bring the power when they hit you. And there's a couple of players like that that are new in Alabama this year. There's one freshman in particular, an outside linebacker that they recruited, who was very, very highly desired. Let's see. He is... I'm looking him up right now. He was the best pass rusher in the country last year, and his name completely slipped my mind. Do you know who I'm speaking about?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Believe they're going to play him in an outside linebacker.
So last year, their recruiting, they went after probably arguably the number one running back in the country, and they got him. Najee Harris.
Yes.
And you think he's going to have a breakout season? He had a pretty good season last season. Let's talk about the running backs real quick, because, you know, Alabama's always in the discussion about their running game. They've got a quarterback that can do it, and they've got, you know, history. You've got, you know, the Mark Ingrams, and, of course, big story is Bo Scarborough's gone.
Right.
The draft got him.
Right. The draft got him. Another big story is Damian Harris came back, and he is in the conversation for the Heisman. So far as running backs go, of course, nobody's played it down yet, so it's still just a conversation.
Right, it's a conversation, but, like we're having now.
Right. One of the things that tickled me a couple of years ago, Actually, it was right at the start of last season. I noticed last year that he was noticeably faster than he was the year before. The year before, he was getting run down from behind on long runs, and he said he laid off the honey buns and dropped about 10 to 15 pounds and specifically mentioned no more honey buns for him, and he got a step. Najee Harris is the heir apparent. He is waiting in the wings to be that next great Alabama running back. But there's another guy in the mix, too, that people aren't really talking about, and he's healthy now. We've seen flashes from this guy, and that's Joshua Jacobs.
Joshua Jacobs, yeah, definitely.
I think eventually he is going to have a lot of success on Sundays playing in the NFL. He is your prototypical third down running back. Great receiver out of the backfield, but he can also carry that rock. He's not your Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, between the tackles power guy. He is more of a one-cut burst, and then he's gone. Najee Harris, wow. I mean, Najee Harris is the complete package.
Exactly. That's what you could ask. It's perfect for what you could ask for.
Right.
For a team like Alabama.
Honestly, it's perfect what you would ask for
any team,
for
really.
Any team. I mean,
he's like the Kobe Bryant of anything, really. Just Kobe-esque. Just if you look at him like that, he is held to that standard. Any team, he could probably take them far.
Well, when you can go four deep on this Alabama running back roster, all the way down to Brian Robinson Jr., he would probably be a starter at every other SEC school.
Right.
Maybe not a Georgia, but pretty much everywhere else.
Or like a Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Kentucky, we haven't mentioned them at all, but we'll get there later. But.
Right. There was a question I wanted to ask you, and this is something that I was giving some thought to this morning as I was, you know, kind of doing some reading. You know, which former Alabama and Auburn players do you think are going to have the best success this next year in the NFL at that next level?
Okay. Well, we start from somebody that's already been in the NFL for a while. A.J. McCarron, you know, he kind of moved around. He's in New York now.
He's actually in Buffalo.
Buffalo, right. New York, you know.
Yeah.
he's at Buffalo, and he's injured, from what I've heard. Injured in the preseason, so he may be out for the rest of the season. I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, for A.J., I hate that because when he got in for Cincinnati, I thought he played well. He's making a lot of money to hold a clipboard.
Right.
So, I mean, if you wanted to pay me that much money, I'll hold the clipboard and carry the water.
And he was the debate last year that he was this close to being in Cleveland.
Right.
But it was just some paperwork being late that took him away from that.
Well, this is Cleveland we're talking about. So it somehow, and I'm going off memory and this might be wrong, but it seems like Cleveland didn't fax in the paperwork in time to complete the trade.
Right.
And something along those lines, which knowing that program in Cleveland, and man, I feel for those fans. I could really believe that.
Yeah.
I think Derrick Henry is going to have a breakout year this year.
He was in the playoffs last year for the first time for Tennessee in a long time. They've been in the playoffs, maybe not since, you know, the days of Steve McNair or even Vince Young.
Right. I mean, he had flashes. He's one of those running backs that the longer he plays, the more carries he gets, the stronger he becomes.
Right.
And the harder he is to bring down. And now they've gotten, I believe it was DeMarco Murray was playing there.
And I believe he's
gone.
He's gone now for the Titans. And then
so he's in a great situation. I'll tell you the guy that I think is going to be in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year, and this should make the Auburn fans happy, that's Kerryon Johnson. He is coming into a great situation at Detroit. You know, now it could be better, of course, but he's got a good quarterback. He's got good wide receivers. He's not going to a Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And he is going to be the man. He's healthy, and he is a dangerous, dangerous running back.
Well, we're gonna attack the Cleveland Browns in just a little bit. But one player that stood out to me in that conversation that we're having is Daniel Carlson, number 38, the kicker from Auburn.
Okay.
He's going to get the starting job for the Minnesota Vikings. They just waived their one of their kickers, I believe. So that's going to be a good one. He was a pretty good one. Carlson, he was a key player for that special teams for Auburn.
Unless I'm mistaken, isn't his youngest brother like his younger brother the kicker for Auburn this year?
I believe so.
I believe he is. And, you know, that's a good person to learn from. If you're good enough to kick at that level, I mean, you're elite.
Exactly.
You're one of the top guys in the world. I'm a little disappointed with Mark Ingram, just to be honest. I was hoping to see him continue with his, from the season he had last year. What do you think about Calvin Ridley? Going to Atlanta and, you know, the situation he's in there, kind of being the understudy to Julio Jones.
I was hoping Calvin Ridley would stick around maybe one more season because he was just – that's one key player that we forgot to mention that's gone as well to the draft. You know, I was hoping he'd stick around for one more season because he was kind of showing some more flashes. And, of course, he was – you know, at one point, I remember when he first started, he was a freshman. He was just
– he was unstoppable.
He was unstoppable.
Yep.
And then it just got better and better. Atlanta with Julio Jones, of all people. Steve Sarkisian was at one point the offensive coordinator for Alabama. Now the head coach. Or no, he's the offensive coordinator there, too. I forget they still have Dan Quinn, but – that's some experience. They know each other. National championship game. They may have lost it, but they were together on that one.
Right.
So they've played. They've played together. So coach knows the system there.
Right.
So.
Did that totally blow you out of the water?
No.
We didn't get blown out of the water there. As the
we're good.
PA announcer wanted to check on us. We're right below the speaker here. No, I think with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, two Alabama alums, both Georgia natives, I believe they're both from Georgia. So that's. I see that. He could take him on as an understudy, and Matt Ryan's a great quarterback.
Yes.
Matt Ryan is spectacular. Now, you know, everybody's going to dog him about that Super Bowl that he blew, but...
Rightfully so.
Rightfully. Yeah. You're going to get treatment for that, but you got to think about who you're on the other side of the ball against. Tom Brady is not going to give up.
No.
Didn't even give up this Super Bowl, and he did lose it. But, no, Tom Brady is never going to give up. You can't show, you know, weakness against somebody like Tom Brady.
Right.
Because the man started from the bottom of the NFL draft in 2000.
As low as you can
and
go.
And has become, and when he retires, whether it's this season, next season, or another 10 years, I don't know where this guy's going to be ending up. He will be the greatest NFL player of all time, in my opinion.
You could certainly make that argument.
I'll make that argument until I'm blue in the face, honestly. Tom Brady... it's probably going to go down as one of the greatest NFL players of all time.
Right. When I look at what Julio Jones has done in his career, it always seems like when he has that solid wide receiver lining up either beside him in the flanker position or on the other side of the field, it takes a little bit of heat off of him, and he always performs just a little bit better.
Right.
And I think having Calvin Ridley there, he's an excellent route runner. Good hands, explosive, plus he can help out on special teams.
Exactly.
You know, to those of you who play fantasy football, and I do, you know, I think that you can look to see Ridley have good numbers, but Julio is really going to have a good year because of it. You know, now all that focus isn't on him. And in regards to what you said about Tom Brady, if he's not the best when he retires – he's definitely going to be up there in probably the top three. You can't argue with his results and the things that he's accomplished. You know, to come from, what was he picked, in the sixth round?
In the sixth round.
Right.
Like 251.
You know, to be picked that far down in the draft to play for arguably the greatest NFL coach of my lifetime, and to have that level of success – you know, growing up, you and I are about the same age. We're pretty close.
Right.
You know, growing up, New England was one of the teams sort of like the Jets are now. You know, they were a patsy. And now, how long has it been? 10 years?
More than that.
You know, that they've just been a powerhouse.
What, in Tom Brady's first season made a Super Bowl?
Right.
Won it? So what, since 2001?
Right.
Somewhere around there? Yeah, it's crazy. And then... it's just hard to imagine what the NFL is going to be like. We have a lot of Alabama players, a lot of Auburn players going on this season. Let's see how the season rolls out for them. We're going to take a break. Sports Talk Live will continue right here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Stick with us. The game coming up in about an hour.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norfell. No criminal charges to be filed in relation to the Camp Beckworth melatonin scandal. Baldwin County District Attorney Robert Wilter says no crime was committed because the over-the-counter sleep aid supplement given to the children is generally considered to be safe. And none of the 12 kids at the camp given the sleep aid were in any danger. Some parents upset the sleep aid was administered without their permission. A Madison County neighborhood on high alert after thieves broke into not one but 17 different cars. It all happened over the weekend at Graceland Estates off Moores Mill Road. Investigators say let the buyer beware when it comes to buying items online. Many of those goods could have been stolen and the person selling them could be out to hurt you.
But it's that slim chance that you could be buying something that's stolen or be buying from somebody that may rob you. That's what we're talking about here.
Cops say when you're buying something from, say, Craigslist, make sure to make the exchange in a well-lit and populated area and ask for serial numbers. I'm Angie Norfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Alabama's gubernatorial candidates speak to the Alabama Association of County Commissions annual convention in Orange Beach. WKRG in Mobile says both candidates are on opposite sides of Amendment 1 on the ballot regarding the public display of the Ten Commandments. Governor Kay Ivey.
I think it's fine to put the Ten Commandments in public places. Goodness knows we need to keep the good Lord and our God Almighty at the forefront of our lives. Or else we never will succeed.
Democrat candidate Walt Maddox.
This is not about our values or our faith. It's about a political ploy. And that's going to ultimately end us up in spending thousands of dollars in taxpayers' money.
National Children's Advocacy Center in Huntsville has announced a new partnership with UNICEF Ecuador. They'll offer help for judges, attorneys, and others working with victims of child abuse. In Jefferson County, Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, and Homewood officials putting together a resource guide. It's for those addicted to drugs. There's also information to help families of addicts. It can be found at City Hall, Fire, and Police stations. I'm Angie Norfell. This is ARN.
Life out here is better because of our animals. At Tractor Supply, we know your animals are more than pets and livestock. They're part of your family. So bring your animals to our Out Here with Animals event, August 22nd through the 26th. You'll find great prices on brands like 4Health, Natural Balance, Pedigree, Science Diet, Purina Feed, and more. This is one of the biggest animal events of the year. You and your animals don't want to miss it. So head on out to Tractor Supply with your entire family, animals and all.
Strokes can happen suddenly, and when they do, it's a matter of minutes until brain cells begin to die and damage sets in. This is State Health Officer Dr. Tom Miller. If you think someone is having a stroke, ask them to do three simple tasks, one at a time. Smile, raise their arms, and speak a sentence. If they have trouble with any of those things, call 911 immediately. Remember, FAST, face, arm, speech, time. It could save a life.
This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
In money news, after a convicted Democrat, Oliver Robinson, took bribes to stop the cleanup of toxic soil in his own North Birmingham district, the Trump administration comes to clean up the mess. EPA officials and local leaders touring the site yesterday, Congresswoman Terry Sewell.
There are 500 or so sites that are either abandoned properties or people refuse to allow the EPA to come on and to remove from those sites.
The EPA will look to be reimbursed from the companies that polluted the soil. A union representing Alabama teachers considering legal action against Irondale over the city's new occupational tax. Alabama Education Association says the tax puts a strain on teachers who say they're already underpaid, costing them as much as $500 a year. Under the tax passed in May by the city council, workers in Irondale lose 1% of their paychecks to city coffers. Mobile City leaders looking for developers who can repurpose the site of the Civic Center. City will put out a request for qualifications next month for a mixed-use project there. I'm Angie Norfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live on a Thursday. About 5:52. Almost said 6:52.
About 67 minutes to kick off.
Yeah, we're about 67, 66 now away from this one here at West Point. West Point Fairview, the Brandon Iron Bowl is about to happen here. And I'm excited.
You have to wonder if that steak at the Brandon Iron tastes a little bit better when you earn it. I think it probably does.
I would believe so. It's all about that winner-winner steak dinner.
Yes, sir.
Winning coach gets a steak dinner. provided by a local business that's in both communities. So it makes this a community event, really. As Coach Farley put it in an interview earlier, it's really a community bring-together event, really. Brings these two communities together that are just rivals, and, you know, kind of puts a little more of a human face on this game.
Well, and also, when you're talking about a steak from the Branding Iron, it's kind of hard to go wrong with that.
It's really not. It's great.
Well, we've touched on it a little bit, you know, with the Auburn schedule. You know, looking over this schedule that the Auburn Tigers are playing this year, if this isn't the hardest schedule in the country, it has to be up there.
Now, this second game is going to interest me, but let's start out with, you know, Washington. You know, we'd mentioned that this is going to be a win-loss one for both teams, or it's a win-win for any team, really, there, because you have two teams that are poised to be great teams by the end of the season.
Right.
If not great teams at the beginning of the season. Washington and, you know, Alabama went after it in the one of the playoff games a few years back. And, you know, Alabama trounced them.
Well, barring something unforeseen, I think you'll see both of these teams in the top 10.
Exactly.
By the season's end. You've got potentially the two best quarterbacks in the country facing off. Of course, Jared Stidham. A lot of different articles I've read are saying that he'll be the first quarterback taken next year's draft. Very strong arm, very smart, quick release. But I think a lot of people underestimate his escapability, if that's even a word. He's not your typical mobile quarterback like a Jalen Hurts, where he's going to take off and run for 30 yards. But what he is he's somebody that can shuffle around in the pocket and buy him time to get his receivers open.
And we saw that a lot last season. He would do that. He would get free, buy some time, and get a good pass off.
Right. Week two, they go to Alabama State. Let's just be honest, that's a tune-up game,
but that's interesting to see that ASU is in the conversation because they have not been – I don't think we've ever seen it. Auburn will go after these teams. We won't see a UAB-Alabama game ever.
No.
We will see an Auburn-UAB game. There's talks about that.
That game is coming. I don't think the Board of Trustees for Alabama would ever allow a UAB-Alabama game just because – UAB has nothing to lose, and Alabama really has nothing to gain
right. From
that game. Especially when you can go to teams like Alabama State, Citadel, you know, Louisiana, Lafayette, teams like
Alabama,
that.
Now, Alabama State, that says something for the state, really.
Sure. I would love to see Alabama maybe play an Alabama State or an Alabama
or Troy.
A&M. Troy would be interesting.
That'd be an interesting one to me, for even an Auburn Troy.
You know, a lot of people don't talk about Troy State, but they always seem to upset someone.
And they were
every year
number 25,
right?
At one point, at the bottom of the top 25, that's saying a lot for, you know, being the little brother to Alabama and Auburn every season.
Well, Troy State is you know, how many college football programs are in the state? Troy State's sort of down towards the bottom of that. But they're still breaking into the top 25. Man, that's so good for the state, and it's great for the kids in that program.
So Auburn, Alabama State, great for the state, in my opinion. LSU, a big rivalry game. We're going to see, you know, a lot of that's going to be all. It's always that will never not be a contested game, right there.
No, and
it's not been the last three seasons, and it won't be. It will be this season still. It'll still be contested. That's one you can throw up and say, whoever plays the best ball game. And
I think there's something else with that game, too, and you and I have touched on this before, but Ed Ogeron down at LSU, who I have to say, I love listening to his interviews because he reminds me of the coach from Waterboy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's done a good job at several different programs, and they're playing Miami before they play Auburn. You drop those two games kind of back to back, and man, that seat's going to start getting a little bit warm.
Yeah, it will. Like I said, McElwain treatment.
Yes.
I see that happening.
Yes. After LSU, which is going to be a tough game, you get a little bit of a break with Arkansas. Arkansas has
they've been the one threatening team in the West to now being that one. kind of okay team, really. They've just kind of dropped off a little bit from where they used to be, you know, at one point threatening Alabama.
Sure, sure.
At, you know, at Arkansas last or two seasons ago now, you know, that was a good game at Arkansas. And then in years, excuse us there as the PA announcer getting work in there.
Right.
Getting a little crowd noise now, but
well, people are starting to filter in. We're 61 minutes to kickoff.
Heard a little bit of drums, and Fairview's coming back out, so maybe we can get this coach up here for an interview real quick. But, you know, back on that, Arkansas, they're a shell of who they used to be, of course. You know, the Darren McFadden's are gone.
Right.
People like that are gone, long gone. But Arkansas could still put up a fight against against Auburn, that is. And, you know, there's a lot of rumblings between, you know, Gus Malzahn. He's an Arkansas native. Almost went out to be the head coach there. They were, like, what, maybe just this close to
Taking
that deal
away, right. After Arkansas, you've got a Southern Miss team that is, they're sort of like a Georgia Tech team. They're dangerous in their unpredictability.
Exactly.
You don't know if you're getting a team that could hang with, you know, an Alabama and Auburn, or if you're getting a team that UAB would beat by 30 points.
Exactly.
So that Southern Miss game, you know, I'm looking at even the games that should be easy. These are games where you could slip up.
You have to question that with Auburn.
Right.
Because at one point, Auburn was nearly choking to an Alabama A&M.
Right.
You have to question that with stuff like that. Now, in Alabama, you could probably go all day and say Roll Tide. Now,
right.
With Auburn, you have to wonder. Because, like you said, that Southern Miss team has to come out and perform or either just kind of fizzle out.
Right. You know, after the Southern Miss game, you've got a Mississippi State team that is tough. You know, we're talking about currently ranked number 18 in the preseason. They always bring it against Alabama or Auburn.
Well, we're going to sort some things out and continue with this Auburn schedule, and then we'll get back to Alabama. Maybe we can get Coach Redding up here for a quick interview. But stay tuned. Sports Talk Live is going to continue right here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live on Live 95.5. Dylan is currently down on the field trying to get one of the head coaches to come up here for an interview. I would like to remind you of the football 2018 kickoff. This broadcast is available online. Go to live95coleman.com and click on Listen Live or search for our call letters on the TuneIn app. Our call letters are WRJM, WRJM. For some reason, TuneIn is no longer listing us in Coleman. They say we are in Huntsville. We say that is wrong, but if you want us there, you have to look in Huntsville. Also, we're on Facebook Live. At this time, we'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Coleman Appliance and Repair, Odin's Auto Glass, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon. We would love to add your business or organization to this list. You can contact us through Facebook or by sending an email to studio@live95coleman.com. One of the benefits your sponsoring brings to us is the addition of new shows. Many of you know we already have a Sports Talk Live on Thursdays from 4 to 6. This year we're adding Prep Talk Live, focusing entirely on Coleman County, on Tuesdays at 5. Stay tuned to the broadcast to learn more about this show. I am Christopher Greer. Dylan, like I said, is down on the field right now. We're going to continue going over this Auburn schedule, which is a killer of a schedule. We left off at Southern Miss, and now we're going to go to Mississippi State. In my mind, Mississippi State is one of those five games that will make or break Auburn's season. Mississippi State opens up at number 18 in the preseason rankings, and they are always dangerous anytime they play against a team in the state of Alabama. After Mississippi State, we go to a rebuilding Tennessee program under Jeremy Pruitt. Tennessee, I think, is a year or two away from having that glory back in Knoxville. I'm not going to lie to you, as an Alabama fan, I don't care for Tennessee, but I have to pull for Jeremy Pruitt, a quality human being and a really good Alabama football coach. After Tennessee, you go to Ole Miss, which is always, always a tough game. All right, right now we've got the West Point Warriors coming out onto the field. We are 53 minutes away from kickoff. At Ole Miss, Auburn is going to face a stiff competition. Ole Miss is a dangerous, dangerous team. Good athletes. They can always upset you. There's a bye on October 27th. So they get a little bit of time off to lick their wounds and heal back up a little bit before they face a murderer's row of a schedule in November. Starting November 3rd, they play Texas A&M. And a Texas A&M team with Jimbo Fisher at the helm is always going to be dangerous.
We didn't mention that yet. Jimbo Fisher, now at A&M.
Well, he is at A&M. There's some rumblings coming out of College Station about possible recruiting violations.
And oh, no.
This has been levied at the program and at Jimbo Fisher in particular from a former assistant coach. So we're kind of in wait-and-see mode so far as that goes. But for the time being, at least, Texas A&M is going to be a quality program.
Exactly.
And tough for anybody to beat. Plus, when you're talking about the SEC West, that's the best football in the country.
It really is. You got teams like, not to mention, I think should have been the, well, in theory, if you beat the reigning SEC champion, does that make you an SEC champion, you know, after the fact?
You know, that would actually be pretty cool if you could claim to be the current reigning SEC champion. You know, Texas A&M, They just always play hard. It seems like they had a couple of years where they were a down program. But now, under Jimbo Fisher, you have to believe that they're going to be coming back strong.
Exactly.
And
you may not have the same pieces you had in years past. The Manziels are gone. The Kyler, I believe that's their quarterback now, is Kyler. I can't think of his last name now for some reason, but he's the quarterback now for them. And you got to imagine he's going to play some pretty good ball.
Oh, absolutely. An SEC West game, when all the chips are on the table, that one's going to be tough. And that following week, they go to Georgia.
Right.
And Georgia, as my old coach would say, is going to have a little bit of blood in their eye. They're going to be looking for some payback after last year.
And I think the team right after that's going to be looking for payback too as well. But first of all, Georgia, that's going to be a grudge match.
It's going to be a huge, huge game.
Not that
game.
It's never not been, but it's going to be even more of one now.
Right. November 17th, the following Saturday, they get a tune-up game against Liberty. And then it's the game that everybody in the state's going to be talking about. People who come to the state, I have family from out of state, through marriage, and when they saw their first Iron Bowl, they did not know what they were looking at. And basically the whole state shuts down and everybody picks sides.
And it depends on which side wins how much the states can get back to going.
Right,
I feel like with an Auburn loss, it kind of goes back to normal pretty quickly. Sorry, Auburn fans, but it's kind of how it feels like.
Right.
But when you have a loss in Tuscaloosa, it's...
It's mass depression. It's just nobody likes it when Alabama loses to Auburn. And it's always hard as an Alabama fan to stomach that and to have to listen to it for the entire year. I have heard so many people say, hey, have you got a second War Eagle to me? I don't ever want to hear that again. And when they say that, I just say, hey, how did y'all do in the bowl game last year? I forgot.
They ever had a back-to-back national title? I don't think so.
Well, one of my close friends is the chief of police there at Bluntsville, and he's an Auburn fan. And I've told him before, hey, Chief Robert, if you're listening, at his age, he might live to see another Auburn national championship. Anything is possible.
I'd hope so. For the state's sake, I'd hope so.
Yes.
And I'm not. And as an Alabama fan, I'll be impartial and say that I hope so. I was rooting for Auburn against Oregon, and I'll say I was a Cam Newton fan.
Right.
I thought he was a really great athlete. He still is.
He still is.
I think he's still got one more chance in the Super Bowl, honestly.
I don't believe it'll be this year, though.
It won't be this season. I think it'll be another season, but I still see it happening.
Right. He still has enough gas in the tank to possibly do great things in the NFL. But I think, and for those of you who are playing fantasy football, you might want to consider this. Cam always does best when he has a good supporting cast. His supporting cast is not at its usual level up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I think he's going to kind of struggle for it just a little bit.
I'd say that, it needs some work. It's needed some work since the last appearance. You can't argue that Peyton Manning was not going to go out without a ring. That was destined.
No. And
so that's kind of one of those things that you just kind of see happening, that it's kind of like Tom Brady,
Right. Well, Manning needed that ring kind of to cement his legacy.
Right.
He had been so good for so long and had gotten close, but, he kind of needed that championship.
He needed that second one.
Right. Cam.
He needed to validate Denver.
Right. Cam, I think, has a couple of years left where he's really going to be playing at a high level.
See, I view that similar to basketball's LeBron James. He needed that. He had those two in Miami, but he needed that one in Cleveland to kind of solidify.
Sure.
Because now he's still playing, obviously, so that's a different situation than, the Peyton Manning situation. But, he needed that one win in Cleveland to kind of solidify why he came back after leaving.
Let me ask you your opinion on this. And I've had a lot of discussions with people that I work with about this. Who's the greatest of all time in your mind?
Of any athlete or just?
We're talking pro basketball right now.
Okay.
I've had a lot of people tell me LeBron, and as much as I like him as an athlete, I have to disagree with him.
I do disagree as well.
In my mind, it's got to be Jordan.
I'm going to agree with Jordan, but I'm very partial to Kobe Bryant as well. So
Kobe is up there in that discussion. In my mind, when you look at the defensive...
by far Michael Jordan all day.
The defenses that Jordan played against, you know, if LeBron James played against those defenses...
He'd have cramps.
Oh, all the time.
Quotation.
Air quotes.
Air quotes.
Yes.
If I had to list it right now, top five, Jordan, Bryant, O'Neal, LeBron, and I'm going to go on a limb and say it. And I'm going to go on a very fine limb and say that this, Kevin Garnett, number five.
I probably would not have taken Garnett at number five. I would have had to have considered possibly Jabbar because he revolutionized
Magic Jordan.
The game.
Or Magic Johnson, I should say.
Yeah,
Magic Jordan.
You could make the argument for Johnson as well, especially the time when they played and the defenses that they played against.
Larry Bird as well. You know, we could if I guess maybe modern era, then Jordan, I'd say it the same way. Modern era. Showtime era, of course, we consider them. You got that as well. Let's talk about Alabama, the greatest team on earth.
Roll Tide.
In our opinion.
Absolutely.
That's the opinion of us and not of the station because I think they're Auburn fans.
That's okay. So. That's all right. Opening up week one, September 1st, against the University of Louisville.
Louisville, not the same team as it used to be, but we'll see a pretty good one there. Arkansas State, that'll be a tune-up game for Alabama. Ole Miss, I look to see the competition. I look to see that quarterback battle decided by then. I'm going to say Hurts is going to get the job, in my opinion, as it goes on, but I do see a dual work there. But Tagovailoa should not just be, you know, invalidated for what he did in the championship game.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and take a dissenting view from you. I believe starting out, you're going to see both quarterbacks on the field. As the season progresses, I think you might see a two-quarterback system similar to what Florida ran with, I believe it was Leak and Tebow.
And they did the same thing in LSU, too.
Sure.
With Jordan Jefferson and, can't think of his name, is Mettenberger.
Right. I think you're going to see short yardage, goal line, red zone. You'll see Jalen come in. But I think Tua is going to take the job, you know, simply for that quick twitch, you know, reading the different open men and being able to get the ball to them. So
I just see a lot of passion out of Hurts. I feel like he's been brought down with this, and I see a lot of fiery passion coming out of him, and he's going to step up and show this team why he's in charge. Texas A&M, the next game after that, and if we're not decided with quarterback by then, we may be in trouble.
Right. You know, the good thing is both these men are still on the roster.
Right.
So you have to trust a coach like Nick Saban to choose what's going to win the ball games. Texas A&M is going to be tough. Jimbo Fisher, don't think he really cares for Alabama, and that's okay. We don't care for him either.
Well, we showed him that last season.
That's right. That's right.
And then UL, Louisiana Lafayette.
Tune-up game.
Arkansas, I think that'll be our SEC tune-up game. That'll be our Vanderbilt.
Right.
Missouri, the SEC East is probably going to be that's going to be a competitor. Let's see. They have a coach that's been working on their team.
They have a good quarterback.
Good quarterback. They have a lot of pieces that are coming together. I can see them putting up a fight. But we've got them. We've got also
at Tennessee. October 20th. You know, it doesn't matter if Tennessee's up or down. That's always going to be a dogfight. Tennessee is always going to play Bama tough.
LSU, Mississippi State, two big games that we're going to see a lot of fights of the SEC or West teams. The Citadel, that's a tune-up game. And Auburn, the Iron Bowl.
What more can you say about it?
What more can you say about that? And we'll just leave it at that. Stay tuned. Friday Night Live, we'll be right back right here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Cullman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Cullman's Live 95. We are Cullman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, Thursday evening, getting ready for some football here at West Point High School, broadcasting live on Cullman's Live 95. We'd like to remind you that our broadcast is available online. Go to live95cullman.com and click Listen Live. Search our callers in the TuneIn radio app. Our callers are WRJM. For some reason, we're located in Huntsville now, but we're in Cullman still.
You can also listen to us on Facebook Live. We'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors at this time. Cullman Appliance and Repair, Odin's Auto Glass, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissors Salon. We would love to add your business or organization to this list. You can contact us through Facebook or by sending an email to studio@live95cullman.com.
And one of the benefits of sponsoring brings the addition of new shows. Many of you know already we have Sports Talk Live, and we're back with the original host next week from 4 to 6. And this year we're adding Prep Sports Live, my show, focusing entirely on Cullman County Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for the broadcast to hear more about that show. But hey, we're just very close, 37 minutes on the board, away from the start of this one, West Point in Fairview, the Brandon Iron Bowl, live from West Point, Alabama. And it's time to do picks. We're going to stay local with this. Let them deal with their pro and college picks.
That's right.
You know, this week we got Cullman County football to deal with. First game, Cold Springs and Meek, kicking off at 7:00.
You know, I'm going to have to be a homer on that. I'm going to have to say Cold Springs.
I'm going to stay home with that one, Cold Springs. Coleman and Jasper, the brawl of them all.
That should be trademarked. I am going to have to pick Coleman at that because it is at Coleman. Hopefully that game won't have any ugliness, but there's always that possibility.
I'm going to pick the Bearcats on this one. I think the Bearcats are going to resurge this season. They'll be in the playoff picture again, if not going deep. Shout out to Tommy Warhurst out there. One of our own Live 95's own. He's the PA announcer there, and he'll be calling that game tonight from the booth there at Oliver Woodard Stadium. Go Bearcats on that one. West Point and Fairview, we're here on that one. And that will close up what's for tonight. So we can just go ahead, and if I can find them, we'll see if we can find maybe the ones for tomorrow. I guess we'll just leave it at today's. For this one, the one we're at, let's not ruffle any. Let's take a look. We got both teams on the field.
That's right.
So, you know, we can take a little educated look and just see and kind of make our opinions on this one.
You know, you've got a lot of youth and inexperience on the Fairview side. You know, we've already spoken about that. That's going to be hard to – it's going to be hard to really to take the fight to West Point with that. But at the same time, it also has a benefit that these guys don't have the history that maybe the seniors and juniors do.
Right.
Now, when you're talking about West Point, you're talking about a powerful team that possibly is poised for a playoff run, good skill position players, I believe five in a row so far in the Branding Iron Bowl. They've got confidence on their side. They've got some experience. We've got several players for West Point that will be playing some Ironman football, so will conditioning play into it? We'll have to wait and see.
But if you had to pick, what coach is getting that steak dinner?
If you put me on the spot and I had to pick which coach was going to get that steak dinner, it would definitely be West Point at this point in time. I just think they've got too much horsepower for Fairview to handle. I could be wrong. I believe it's going to be a dogfight. I believe it's going to be a very hard-fought game. Last year, it was back and forth right up until the fourth quarter when a key turnover by Fairview, you know, was recovered by West Point, and that led to, I believe it was a 56 or 58-yard touchdown run.
And they're practicing it out there right now. They're practicing what they're going to do for well, they're doing a little celebration with it, but that's, you know, that's what they're going to do for like a,
punt?
Well, there's a certain word for that kind of kicking style they're doing right there. An onside kick is what I'm actually thinking of. They're practicing for an onside kick there.
It was a good shank punt, and it's a good way to get your players fired up. The entire team surrounds it. You can see the excitement level on the West Point Warriors as they leave the field. They are excited. They are fired up. Now, when we look down at Fairview, they're running through some pass routes. They're running through some plays. They look sharp. They look crisp. But they also look young.
This is the youngest team Coach Redding has dealt with so far in his coaching career at Fairview. So this is something special for him.
They're largely untested because of that youth. But, again, that could be a positive just as well as it could be a negative. Both of these teams, I believe next week at West Point travels to Arab to play Arab.
And that's going to be a big game for the band, people, honestly.
Arab always has a good band.
Well, the upset story there is Coleman County native Ty Parker, being the band director here at West Point, has now accepted the job at Arab, who's, you know, they're right now in the news about changing their fight song.
But Yeah. I don't even want to get into that because I have some mixed feelings on it. Next week, the Fairview Aggies are going to be playing Hanceville at home.
That's going to be a good game. Maybe that'll be our game of the week. If Fairview wins this one, maybe we'll follow them right down there to Hanceville. But stick around with us. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Talk Live. But stick around. Your game of the week is coming up in just a little bit. The Branding Iron Bowl, broadcasted live in crystal clear quality on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. We'll be right back to kick off the festivities.
This is Dylan Diemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.